Thank you for listening to Life Improvement Radio. You are listening to a rebroadcast of a previously recorded show.
Well, hello and welcome to another version of Radio's Perfection, the Revenue Generating Hour. It's 4 o'clock somewhere. Mark O'Donnell here, president and founder of RGA Network, a professional business networking organization in Tampa Bay, Florida, and beyond. Our reach goes as far as St. Louis, Chattanooga, Nashville, and we're working on the southern portions of our state. So we're with John tonight. John, hello. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mark. Thank you for having me.
Great. It's great to be here. And so I don't slaughter your last name. How do you pronounce it?
It is pronounced Kachurik. It is John Kachurik.
Kachurik. So it doesn't even look like that.
It kind of does, right?
Kind of does.
You look closely. Yeah,
closely. That's for those of you who've probably had it for a week or two. So,
right.
John, you're the owner of Success Unlimited.
Yes.
So if we were getting on an elevator and I said to you, hey, John, what do you do? You would say,
Okay. I would say that I am a business coach and a consultant. So I am newer to the Tampa area, and what we do is we work with entrepreneurs and small business owners to help give them clarity and awareness on how to grow their businesses from the inside out, right? So we believe in growth from the inside out. It's a little different approach than a lot of other coaching firms might take. And so I spend a lot of time out networking, which is how I ran into you and to the other fine people in RGA. And, so we're helping business owners. That's what we're doing.
I like it. So what brings you into this profession?
Well, so I've had over 20 years of corporate leadership experience. So I spent, a good portion of my life. So if anybody spent time in corporate, how that kind of goes for most of us. So I was in corporate leadership positions, and it was really about the people. I'd come in every day, and the work was the work, but I really found my passion in helping people, mentoring people, coaching people through their careers, because I was at a high level. So I had large organizations. So it was always about getting the right people in your organization and knowing that once you have the right people, how do you get them in the right seat so that they can be successful? So I really kind of had that passion for it. And after a while, I kind of started to drift a little bit from corporate, right? So, I think you were in a corporate type job at some point, right, Mark? At some point,
I was. And, I was a national sales trainer for a couple organizations.
Right. So after a while, it just kind of became where corporate really wasn't where it was. I felt like I was being held back from what I could really kind of bring to the world. My ability to just help people and my compassion and empathy for people. So. Yeah, so I kind of went out and, I was like, okay, so how can I really, do this? And, with, 26 million small business owners in America, but I felt that was a really great place where I can really use my passion and my, my empathy to help business owners really be successful. I mean, it's a huge market to be able to kind of go out there, and go after. So, it was really one of those chasing that thing, that unfulfilled thing in my life, and corporate wasn't working out. So it was like, it was time to say, hey, leave corporate. And that's when we decided to get into the business coaching and had a great success with it. And we are in Pennsylvania. As I said, I'm recently here in, moved to Tampa, and now it's great down here. I love the weather, even though it's been cool, the last few days here, but I still love the weather. I love the place. And I love the people. And there's so many business owners here who, of course, which is just great to work with. And, I'm excited to be here, and I'm excited with what I do. So it's fantastic.
And we're excited to have you in RGA because just listening to you help other people is a benefit. And I can't wait to have you be a featured university instructor.
Yes.
So when you moved down here, why did you pick beautiful Central Florida? I mean, I know why we picked it. It's God's country, the most beautiful beach in the world. Like, I don't understand why, you know, Jesus ended up in Jerusalem, or, you know, the Mormons' Jesus ended up in Salt Lake City. Like, when you go to beautiful Clearwater Beach, you think, didn't Jesus visit this, and think, here it is.
You know, and it's funny. I was just at Clearwater Beach a couple of days ago, and I was saying the same thing. I'm like, it's just beautiful. So, yeah. So part of the reason was, you know, several years ago we had some family that moved from Connecticut to Florida. They actually moved to New Tampa, and we needed a reason to come down. So we're like, hey, you know what? Let's go down and visit. You know, with my wife's sister, let's come down and visit your sister. And we've never been to Florida before. So, you know, we came down and we visited and loved it. You know, just came down and like we drove into the city, and it was just beautiful. I'm like, yeah, I'm sold. And then the next year we came down, we visited two times, and the following year we came down three times, and we kind of made that long-term plan around, hey, you know, when the time is right, you know, with our careers and our lives, and you know all the things that kind of go on in life.
Sure,
when the time is right, we want to be able to pick up and leave Pennsylvania and come, and Tampa's where we're going to be, you know, because you got Tampa, you got Clearwater, you got St. Pete. It's such a great area because there's never a time that there's nothing to do.
You know,
in all three places, it's beautiful, right? I mean, you know, you're probably never bored, right? I mean, you've always got something going on.
There is always something to do. It's almost too much to do. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because
yeah, like, I do.
And it's funny, you know, we're so spoiled here. You know, boy, it got to 40 degrees tonight, last night.
And
the high of 68. And it's almost like a Pennsylvania snow day. You know, you're like, well, I work in the office. You know, I won't go out. And I'm thinking, don't you own a long sleeve shirt? I mean.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? It's funny because I actually, today, as a matter of fact, I took some family back to the airport to fly back to Pennsylvania. They were in town visiting, and we were chuckling because we're like, yeah, you know, it's only 64, 65 degrees here today. It's a little cool today, but they're going back to 25 degrees in snow. So I'm like, I guess you put it all in perspective and say, well, okay, maybe it's, you know, I'm okay with 65 if it's 27 degrees and snowing in Pennsylvania. So that's part of the reason.
There's a million memes that you need to download that you say, you know, gosh, it's in Florida, it's time to break out our winter clothes, and they show pictures of people who have socks on with flip-flops.
Yes. And you know, and that's the best, like, there's actually a group, and I don't know if you've seen it, there's a Facebook group out there that has, you know, all these Florida memes on, you know, and it's like, you know, some of them are just hilarious. You know, the four seasons, well, there's really not four seasons. There's just hot, and then there's hotter than hell. And it's like, well, okay. I mean, I guess that's probably
hot, hot, more hot and hotter than hell.
Right. Exactly.
You know, there's so 2 days you don't run your air conditioner, like, you know, the 17th of December and February 28th.
Right. Honestly, you know, I think, you know, and I think, you know, it's ironic. I think I didn't even know if the heat worked in the place that we're in now. I'm like, oh, I know, I never really turned the heat on. And, you know, I mean, once in a while, I'm okay with that. You know, I'm okay, but I'm okay with the air conditioning. So, yeah, but we love it here. I mean, just, no, you know, no lack of anything to do. You know, the people are so wonderful. The weather is great. You know, things could not be better. You know, it's just a great place to be.
All right. So tell us about Success Unlimited. Is this your company? Is this a group of you that have gotten together? What is Success Unlimited?
Okay, so what we are, so it's myself, you know. So it's my own company. It's a you know, what we do is, you know, we are licensed to use a system called the Pinnacle Success System. So, you know, as business coaches and consultants, we have an actual process that we use with our clients that help them grow their businesses and really understand, you know, what it's going to take to get to the next level. And, you know, it kind of starts out with what we call a peer advisory board, which is a mastermind group. So if you think of a mastermind group and you put people in a room together and they talk about and they work through their challenges and their opportunities, that's what we do for small business owners. So imagine having a board of directors for your own company. You know, you meet once a month for 3 hours and you talk through the things that are going well, the opportunities that are out there, just to kind of get that clarity and awareness that you can't get by sitting in a room by yourself. Because, you know, you think about it, a lot of small business owners, you know, tend to be alone, or they feel alone. They're not alone, but they feel alone, and they just feel like there's not anywhere they can go to kind of bounce ideas off of. Like, hey, I got this great idea, but I have nowhere to go and see if it really is a great idea or not. So we offer that foundational offering, which is a peer advisory boards that we hold. We invite business owners to come in and subscribe and be a part of those boards to come in and get that, get those better options and those better possibilities for, you know, for their businesses and for themselves. You know, and it's all wrapped around the Pinnacle Success System. And, you know, from there, we, you know, we offer, of course, our one-on-one coaching, which is, you know, when we're ready to talk about, you know, strategy and planning and really what's next for my business, you know, we can really sit one-on-one. And, it's amazing because we pull, you know, whiteboards. We've got 3M boards. It's like the whole room is filled with, you know, paper by the time we're done. We talk through all the options and the possibilities and really what it might look like. But it all kind of starts with where am I at now? Right. So reality. So think about where you are right now, Mark, even with RGA. Your reality of where am I now is critical, right? Because if you're trying to get somewhere else, you got to know where you are today. You know, so we do that whole analysis. We understand where you're at today, where are you looking to go, and really what's it going to take to get there, and what's it going to cost? Who are you going to need? You know, and then the accountability comes back to working with myself, either one-on-one or back to the peer advisory. So we're providing you know, the coaching and the strategy, as well as a goal setting method and accountability for business owners to really find success in their business. So we call it Success Unlimited because, you know, your success really is unlimited when you use our program. You know, when you believe in it and you start to get into the courses that we have around, you know, gift and productivity, you know, we do training for small businesses owners as well. You know, kind of help them better understand their clients, better understand their products and stuff like that. So that was a whole lot of words. So what questions does that spawn for you, Mark? I know you always have great questions for your guests. So I'm anxious to hear the questions that you have.
You are. You're putting me on the spot. Well, I love the mastermind. I think that any time that a group of individuals can come together for a purpose of helping or enlightening each other, you know, and I don't know who said it best or first, but, you know, two heads are better than one. If two heads are better than one, eight heads are ideal to bounce ideas and see where and which way people go through this thing we call life and promoting our businesses. So I think it's crucial.
Exactly.
I mean, that's partly what, you know, GA is a small mini mastermind when we do our business breakouts, because what we envision when we ask those questions, it never comes out in the same thing. I was lucky to visit our Countryside chapter today, which is at Olive Garden, you know, the soup and salad for $5.99 for lunch at Olive Garden. You can't beat that.
Nice.
Their question of the day was, would you rather no longer be able to fly, or you can't use the internet? Which would you choose? And it was so funny because two people just wouldn't answer the question. They wouldn't give up either. I mean, they were very adamant about that. And I sort of took, I'll stay with the internet, because we can always bring back the romance of traveling by boat. You know, we're always in a hurry to get somewhere, either by plane and, you know, you load them on in cigars and, you know, you're packed in like sardines and everybody's luggage is in the overhead above us. And we always have that one person whose bag doesn't fit, you know, and then.
Right. Exactly. But,
I mean, how luxurious would it be to all board a ship and be in Europe in the next 12 days? So you get to interact with the people on the ship. You know, I think gone are those face-to-face interactions. And as much as people love the internet, you know, you can't connect with people like you can in a face-to-face relationship.
Exactly. And that, you know, that's part of the reason why, my business is around that face-to-face piece. Because, you know, this is something that you could, you know, certainly put on the internet and say, hey, I can get people from, you know, all over the country, all over the world to be part of these mastermind, you know, peer advisory boards. I said, but we really is about that face to face because, you know, we expect our board members to come in and spend time on their business and not be in their business. And, you know, and that's what makes it different is that, you know, we all spend a lot of time working and doing great things in our businesses, but it's having that time to spend on your business about what's next, you know, and, you know, it's so crucial. And some of the ahas that we get out of that, when you put people together, you know, great people doing great things sitting in a room is like, it's just amazing. It blows my mind sometimes how much progress we get, you know?
Well, and, you know, we get that situation where you work in your business because you need the revenue. You know, the fact is,
right,
the guy who's cleaning carpets, you know, has to clean carpets, and, you know, God, do I hire somebody, or are they going to clean the carpets like I do? You know, yep. It's masterminding where you can say, well, properly trained and, you know, all those things. I'm getting a signal that I need to step away for a little break. So we are with John from Success Unlimited, right? GetSuccessUnlimited.com. I put his website on our radio Facebook page. So we'll be right back with the Revenue Generating Hour after these messages.
Let's talk about entrepreneurs in America today. There are over 27 million companies in America. 21 million of them are solo entrepreneurs. Another 5 million have less than 20 employees. This means that 26 of 27 million companies in America are small businesses with less than 20 employees. So what do we know about these entrepreneurs? They're creative and energetic visionaries. They create opportunities. They crave freedom of time and money. They follow their passion and their purpose. They seek extraordinary success in business and in life. So what are the challenges that entrepreneurs face? Many lack clarity. They feel alone in their businesses with nobody to provide feedback. I hear entrepreneurs say they work in their businesses without much time to spend on their business. They say they don't achieve their goals. They say they need a safe place to share their ideas and their struggles. They simply don't know what they don't know. My name is John Kaczurek from Success Unlimited, a business coaching and consulting firm located in Tampa, Florida. I help entrepreneurs overcome these challenges by providing that safe space for entrepreneurs through peer advisory boards and one-on-one strategy coaching in order to provide the clarity, awareness, and accountability that entrepreneurs are looking for in order to find success. We invite entrepreneurs to watch our webinar and attend our free introductory workshop where we share valuable information that entrepreneurs can use to start changing their predictable future right now. Visit our website at www.getsuccessunlimited.com/radio to view our webinar or register for one of our free workshops.
Welcome back to another version of Radio's version of Perfection, the Revenue Generating Hour, sponsored in part by LifeImprovementRadio.com, RGA Network. RGA is Revenue Generating Activities. What are you doing from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. that's a revenue generating activity for your business? Thank you for tuning in. We do appreciate you as listeners to our program, and we hope we bring some valued information. We're here tonight with John from Success Unlimited. He is going to tell us about a free seminar that he hosts on the third Tuesday of every month. John, tell us about the free small business owner workshop.
Sure. So the third Tuesday of every month, we hold a free workshop over on Rocky Point from 9 until 11. And what it is it's an opportunity to learn a little bit more about what we do here at Success Unlimited and how we help business owners. So it talks about, we talk a lot about what we say predictable future. We talk about, you know, if you keep doing the same things that you're doing, you're going to have success. But, you know, if you really want to get to the next level and you really want to grow your businesses, you know, you need to think outside the box and look for more clarity and awareness. So with the whole workshop is really around providing value to the participants that they could actually leave the workshop without doing anything more except for showing up for the workshop to get value that they could take back and apply to both their business and to their entrepreneurial life. So, you know, we talk about the Pinnacle Success System and, you know, how it works. We talk about, our businesses. We give a little bit of a heads up you know, around some of the things that you can do. And on top of that, it's a great networking opportunity. We always get, you know, 9 to 10 to 15 people, you know, depending on the month, you know, some months are better than others, but, you know, we usually get from, you know, 9, 10, 15 people in here. So it's a great opportunity to network, you know, especially, you know, in line with what, you know, what Mark does with RGA, you know, being with other business people is, you know, is important opportunity to network and, you know, get some great information, get some free refreshments, and you get to sit by the bay. So we're right here, you know, I'm actually in my office now, and I'm looking out at the bay. So you get to come out and spend a beautiful morning here right on Tampa Bay. So, yeah, so it's great. So it's the third Tuesday of every month. You know, if you're interested in a little bit more information, you can go out to our website. It's getsuccessunlimited.com/register. And if you go out there, it'll tell you everything about our workshop. The only thing we ask is that people register, just because there is a limited amount of seats. So we like to know who's going to be here and who isn't. You know, we always have a waiting list. So if you're not able to make it, it's always good to register. So, you know, what do you think, Mark, about that value-added workshop?
It. And for the folks in the Tampa Bay area, the Rocky Point is located on the Courtney Campbell Causeway or Highway 60 between Tampa and Clearwater, but it's on the Tampa side. So, you know, it's just, I always say to people, just get over the bridge in Pinellas and go see the beautiful Rocky Point Drive. The office suites are beautiful, but the information, I love how you have, do you feel like you're working in your business and don't have time to work on your business? And I think that's almost every solopreneur's nightmare once they start to become successful.
Yeah, and it's true, and you know, like a lot of most business owners and entrepreneurs, I mean, a lot of us lack some clarity, right? And you know, we don't have that place to go bounce those ideas off of. So this is an, you know, because we're so creative, we're energetic, and you know, we develop our own opportunities, and we crave freedom. You know, we tend to sometimes not have the clarity. So yeah, it's so great to, you know, to come out. But you know, our workshop is great for any, you know, any business owner. You know, you'll like this, Mark. It's not a seat specific thing. You know, our peer advisory boards are not seat specific, and it's one of those, right? So you know, we don't discriminate on any certain thing. We think that you know, business owners sitting together, regardless of what industry you're in, and it's great because you get people from different levels of experience too. So you have some people who are like 1 or 2 years into business, and then you have some people on the boards that are, you know, maybe 5 or 7 years, and you have some people who have maybe been 10 years. So you get that whole wealth of experience, you know, even in the workshops, you know, we have great dialogue and conversation around that. And just, you know, meeting with people that are at different levels of their business, it's just amazing. You know, I get blown away by it. You know, you see how passionate I can't seem to stop talking about it, right?
Right. Now, let me ask you this. How's the wife handling all of this with you?
Well, my wife is very supportive. You know, she loves the fact that I'm not in corporate anymore because, you know, being a business owner, you set your own hours and, you know, you kind of do things your way. You don't have to go and report to that guy up there who's, you know, got the hammer, who's going to pound you on the head. So, you know, she likes the fact that I can be truly free in growing my business, you know, the way that I want to grow it. I come home happier, you know, I get more time with them and, you know, very supportive. You know, she spends a lot of time, you know, so she's at home. So I have a daughter who she has Down syndrome and, you know, so, my wife takes care of her and, you know, makes sure that she's at school and takes care of all those types of things. And she's great support though, because she does all some of that back end stuff. And hopefully she's not listening to the podcast, because if she heard me kind of refer to her as almost like doing my back end stuff, she'll probably be like, oh, it's not me. I'm not your admin, you know? So I kind of tell her, no, you're not my
admin. But partnership. And so you don't have to miss dance recitals because of work, because you schedule your own work. So that's a pretty neat thing. And, you know, she's got to love living here rather than Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we didn't. It's funny. I'm actually going to make my first trip back to Pennsylvania this coming weekend. And it's only because I'm kind of feeling pressured to come back there. Like I have really no wanting to go back to Pennsylvania. So just because of weather in December, it's miserable. It's miserable up there. So, but yeah, she loves it. She loves the weather. She loves what we're doing. You know, my daughter loves it. It's phenomenal. I mean, it's turning out so well. And I think the most important thing is just the great people that I meet through, you know, through RGA and a lot of the other networking. Is just, everybody's just so, it's a different kind of culture. Everybody's just happier here. You know, I don't think I've met anybody that doesn't enjoy living here in, you know, the Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater area. It's just amazing.
You'll meet a few, and they seem to be Floridians, and they seem to be cranky because it's too hot, and it's too hot and it's too hot.
Okay.
I'm like, go get in the water. I mean,
okay.
You know,
well, I think the other thing I'm getting used to is, you know, the snowbirds, right? So there's a concept of the snowbirds that come in, and, you know, and you can always sense them because they're trying to make a left-hand turn from the right-hand lane.
You know, you kind of know, hey, you know what? I have.
I think I met one yesterday, I think it was, where I'm like, you know, so you can, so I'm understanding snowbirds and why, you know, some of the stuff I've heard about, oh, the snowbirds are coming, you know, the colors are changing. And it's a license plate that changed, not the leaves, you know. So
that's right. That's a good one. How do you know it's fall in Florida? The license plates are changing.
Right, right, right. So yeah, so I've run into a couple of that, but you know, but they're usually snowbirds. They're usually not really the ideal clients, you know. So they're usually retired. So
John, I believe we've come, if I'm reading this right, to we still have 4 more minutes. Thanks be to God. So with the seminar, it's the third Tuesday. You like you to sign up. You have a maximum number of seats?
Yeah, we usually don't go more than 20. Okay. You know, so we could support 20 right now. You know, the good part about having it
Let's get a blast out to RGA members and get 20 people for January. Back to business basics. So we'll kind of both push that. You're from your end and mine from my end. I always say, is networking your resolution for the new year? Most people say, oh, yeah. I said, well, don't let your resolutions go in one year and out the other.
Wasn't
my quote. It was from my home state. It was Samuel Clemens' quote. And if you know Samuel, he's really Mark Twain, or Mark Twain is Samuel. It was funny because, you know, when I had my little incident, people were, I guess, worried that I was on my demise. So I got to use another one of his famous quotes of the rumors of my demise are greatly exaggerated. But I'm a big proponent in getting back to basics, because what I love about networking, and I say this to people, is you can be the biggest screw up in networking. And we've all met those people. They come to a meeting, they hand everybody their card. They want to set up a MOM, which is our meeting outside the meeting, and they want to meet with you. And really what they want to do is sell you their stuff. And you I always try to educate them by get me to like, know, and trust you, and let me sell your stuff, because I'll be able to sell it to my connections much better than you selling me your stuff. You can sell me your stuff and make one sale, or you can sell me on the idea of your stuff and make hundreds of sales.
Exactly. So, and, you know, and that's a great message. I've heard you use that, you know, several times, and, you know, you can kind of see those aha moments that some people, you know, you don't get it at first, but yeah, you know, it really makes so much sense that it's about building the relationships and it's about being a part of what's going on. And that's really how you build those trusted relationships that are so important. So it's so wonderful what you built here in Tampa. You know, it's so impressive. You know, it really is.
Well, thank you. But it's always funny that when the candle lady says, so you don't want to buy a candle? You know what I mean? And you're kind of like,
yeah,
you know?
But you know what? I was going to say you touched on a good point about you know with January and the beginning of the year, because, you know, this really is a time when you know a lot of us are thinking, hey, you know, how did I do in 2017? Like, what am I going to do in 2018? That New Year's resolution. And you know, so it's a great time to you know visit the workshop. You know, I mean, and I'm around a lot of the RGA meetings. I try to get around to a lot of them. But it's kind of hard because you can really put 150 miles on your car in a day chasing if I try to get around as much as I can.
You know, you can, and that's the best part of it. Excited about it, because it's funny, because there are people in our network that travel, and so you see them a lot of places, and then you see folks that exclusively network in Riverview or Brandon or Newport Richie, and I always say, unless you're a brick and mortar, you know, barbershop, you probably still could go anywhere, because, you know, my favorite was, we have a carpet cleaner. They only do Pinellas County. And I said, have you ever been to our Plant City? And he said, no, never. And I said, do you know where a lot of the children of the people who live in Pinellas County live? I said, no. He said, Plant City, because they couldn't afford to live in Pinellas. So they moved to where they could afford to live. And, you know, you meeting them, they're going to say, hey, Mom, I met somebody who cleans carpets in Pinellas, you know, because we've all got those parents of that extremely stained area.
Right.
Because gone are the days of those protective coverings.
Right, right.
You know. So we do have to take our second break. So you're listening to the Revenue Generating Hour on lifeimprovementradio.com. We're going to work on having a mastermind class in January. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Let's talk about entrepreneurs in America today. There are over 27 million companies in America. 21 million of them are solo entrepreneurs. Another 5 million have less than 20 employees. This means that 26 of 27 million companies in America are small businesses with less than 20 employees. So what do we know about these entrepreneurs? They're creative and energetic visionaries. They create opportunities. They crave freedom of time and money. They follow their passion and their purpose. They seek extraordinary success in business and in life. So what are the challenges that entrepreneurs face? Many lack clarity. They feel alone in their businesses with nobody to provide feedback. I hear entrepreneurs say they work in their businesses without much time to spend on their business. They say they don't achieve their goals. They say they need a safe place to share their ideas and their struggles. They simply don't know what they don't know. My name is John Kuturek from Success Unlimited, a business coaching and consulting firm located in Tampa, Florida. I help entrepreneurs overcome these challenges by providing that safe space for entrepreneurs through peer advisory boards and one-on-one strategy coaching in order to provide the clarity, awareness, and accountability that entrepreneurs are looking for in order to find success. We invite entrepreneurs to watch our webinar and attend our free introductory workshop where we share valuable information that entrepreneurs can use to start changing their predictable future right now. Visit our website at www.getsuccessunlimited.com/radio to view our webinar or register for one of our free workshops.
Welcome back to the Revenue Generating Hour. Mark O'Donnell here, president and founder of RGA. RGA is a different kind of business networking organization. We are not a one-seat wonder. We believe there is plenty of business to go around, and we have over 20 meetings in the Tampa metropolitan area, and we're spreading out throughout the country. So visit our website at rganetwork.net. See the truly remarkable business owners we represent. Tonight we're with John from Success Unlimited. John, you're a blogger.
You say
you blog every day. I'm always amazed by you people. I'm able to read a blog every day, but I can't write a blog every day.
Well, you know what? I'm a true believer that social media is a very important part of the world right now. I mean, there's people that only get their news through social media. You know, good or bad, they get their news through it. So, I really think
the
nephews,
they're those people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, my own son's that way too. It's just like he doesn't even have a TV. It's like, you know, they get everything through the computer. So, so it's really a great way that, you know, for me to be able to help the most amount of people I can, with a lot of the, you know, so a lot of the leadership that I learned through corporate, I had all the leadership training, I had the personal development training, I had all the business training and everything when I was, I was in corporate leadership. So, what I do is I give some of that back now to the small business owners to say, hey, listen, these are the things that are successful that help you to be successful. So I usually write, daily on LinkedIn. You know, you can look for me on LinkedIn. I post daily on LinkedIn, have a decent following there, but I also carry that back then to my personal blog. It gets posted out through my Facebook page as well. So, it's really my way of giving back to, to others, you know, to give some of the key skills and some of the things that I've learned in my travels as a, you know, as a leader and as a coach and as a mentor for other people. It's my way of giving back, Mark. You know, that's what it's all about, right?
Is what it's all about. And I don't understand the philosophy that hasn't kind of swept across the nation about that. Just the simple fact of, you know, be kind to one another. I always think, you know, gosh, I'm in a hurry to go somewhere, but I'm never in too much of a hurry to let that person over in front of me who's, you know, desperately, you know, waiting for an opportunity to get a break in the traffic to go in. Because I always think, you know, if that were me, I would want somebody to do that for me.
Exactly. You know, and you find that you get so much out of giving first, right? You know, you give, you give what you have, and you know, and it comes back to you, right?
It comes back to you tenfold. I have no idea how to explain it, but when I started networking, God, it was 2000, and I would always work. We moved here, and I was very fortunate enough to get one of the last beautiful welcome wagon packages when you were moved from the Time trusted company, you know, of days gone by, of the ladies who delivered the beautiful baskets. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we really hadn't planned on working. We had retired from the National Museum of Transport, and, you know, we were going to be that 40-year-old success story, and then you realize you can only fish, really, you can only fish so much. You know, I mean, they say a bad day of fishing is better than a great day at work. Well, you kind of get bored fishing, you know. I mean, how much grouper can one possibly eat? So I called Welcome Wagon, and it was funny because Fran, if you're listening, Fran Sivas, she was the regional vice president, wouldn't hire me because I didn't have any sales experience. And, you know, through many phone calls, they finally gave me an opportunity, and they didn't even give me training. They sent me a packet with contracts and a couple books, and she said, when you've sold 30, you know, merchants, you give me a quick call. I guess it was about 15 days later, and I said, hey, I've got like 35 of these. I've made 5 copies of the contractual agreement because I was kind of on a roll. Where do I get, you know, give you the money? And she said, well, what do you mean money? You didn't get credit cards? I said, no, I got a check. She said, what do you mean you got a check? I said, with the commission you pay is paid on the receivables, and if they pay by credit card, they pay monthly. So then I would get a small check every month. Well, I wanted my commission check all at once, so I would just tell people, we have a single pay option. Here it is. And so she immediately drove down and couldn't believe I had all those, and, you know, wanted to know how I did it. And really, all I did was work. You know, I mean, I don't think I did anything magical. I just went door to door and knocked and showed people. I said, look, this is the book I got, and these are all the merchants I've already used. And it can be that way in, here in Largo, and here in Seminole, and here in Palm Harbor. So I did that for a while and became their national sales trainer. So, unfortunately, today's question, when we said, would you rather give up airline travel or internet, it was definitely airline travel, because if I ever sit in a Delta flight again that doesn't have any leg room and the overhead bin is taken, it'll be too soon. Right. So we're going to have a challenge for the third Tuesday in January for your mastermind class. I think it's the 16th, if my...
It
memory
will be the 16th.
Skills.
That is correct.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
So,
you have quite a memory, Mark. I'm impressed.
Well, there's an easy way, once you learn it, to, if you know what day it is, to add days to get a calendar in your head. There's really no magical to it. If you went to Catholic schools, they taught you how to do that.
Oh, really?
So,
okay.
Yeah, there's a trick to it. There's a trick to everything. So the mastermind course, my challenge to RGA members is we need 20 people to register. So do we have to wait for the third Tuesday to pass for this one?
So we need to wait for that.
After the 19th. So after our third Tuesday at Pinchers, we'll start promoting it. As a matter of fact, what I'll do is I'll get some folks from Pinchers who want to come. You know, the next time what I'll do is I'll buy them a drink. That usually gets at alcohol.
Ah, there you go. Alcohol works, right?
So, John, we always play a game on the Revenue Generating Hour with our RGA family. We do what we call two truths and a lie. So we're going to have you tell us three things about you, two which are true and one which are a lie, and I have to guess which one is the lie. Now, I've kind of perused your Facebook page, so you can do any of the things that you feel you know, you want to talk about. It can be related to Success Unlimited. It could be related to your, you know, aviation background. It could be related to your children. So
okay.
Give us three things about it.
Okay, so it's two truths and a lie, right? So
let me just give me a second. But you don't want to tell us what the lie is. We're supposed to try to figure it out.
Yep. No problem. Give me a second to, you know, you can tell me more about how wonderful Clearwater is.
Sure. So if you haven't had an opportunity, they do a those lighted boat parades. Be sure to take your kids to those, because at first you think they're just pretty hokey. These people go all out with these boats, and you're just amazed at how they get all the stuff lit up on there, and how they'll have live trees. And some guy even had, it wasn't a reindeer, it was like a pet something, and they put antlers on it. But it sure looked like a reindeer from the coastline.
Okay.
So two truths and a lie.
Okay.
Bum, bum, bum.
Okay. I am ready.
Okay. Number one.
Okay. I have a 24-year-old son.
Okay. Number two.
I traded a BMW for a Kia.
Okay. You know what BMW stands for, right?
I used
break
to know
my
it was
wallet.
Bavarian. Oh, there. Yeah, well.
Bavarian Auto Works.
There you go.
Bavarian Motor Works.
Right.
Yeah, we call it in the industry is break my wallet. And number three.
I've completed 6 Ironman triathlons.
Wow, 6. Okay, so if it were me, just right off the top of my head, nobody's done 6 Ironman triathlons unless they've done 6. You would have said I've done 1 Ironman, so I'm guessing that's a truth. You can tell us yes or tell us no. Traded a BMW for a Kia. So if you have kids, you might have... I would think with kids you'd need a Kia, not a break my wallet. So that would say true, and I think you're too young to have a 24-year-old son. So
okay.
I would say that's
you
lie.
Got it. You got it right.
You're too young. It was the youth that gave you away.
It was the youth. Okay. Well, you know, I'll remember that next time when I wake up tomorrow morning and I can't move. I'll remember that Mark told me that I'm still in my youth. So
it's the youth that gave it away. So yeah. And why would you have children? I mean, unless it was an oops baby, you know, where you have one and then you have the other one, because you know, I mean, the Catholics do that, but that's usually, you know, one of those oops. So you're an Ironman triathlete. So are you going to do any of the ones here that go down to like Key West, or they have a St. Anthony's triathlon?
Yeah, I've heard a lot about that. So yeah, I'm kind of you know, looking around here locally for you know, for races, you know, in the spring, you know. So I'm coach myself, and I'm always running, biking, and swimming somewhere around here, you know, throughout my day. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to being able to you know, to race in better conditions. You know, being from the Northeast, it was always picking races that were, you know, in the cold, and you know, even in summertime it wasn't always warm. So I'm doing that, and you know, I was going to go down to Miami. It was funny. I was going to go down to Miami and do a race, but they actually discontinued the race. I don't know if they thought it was because I was coming that they decided they were going to cancel it.
They thought you were going to win.
I guess, you know, it was funny. I set the goal. I'm like, I am going to place in my age group in that race. And well, I guess that's not going to come true because I'm not going to have the race. So it's like, wow, okay, it seems odd, but yeah, so yeah, that's what I do in my spare time. It's one of my hobbies is just, you know, feeling good. I think, you know, it's important to take care of yourself and, you know, have dreams and have, you know, goals to make yourself better. And it's just and it's good time away. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm sure you have things you do that, you know, give you relief, right?
I do. But running has never been one of them. If I'm running, Godzilla is chasing me. So. I grew up on a farm, and yeah, running was not the way to get around. So yeah. I do believe we have to take one more break for commercial messages. So again, we're listening to the Revenue Generating Hour on lifeimprovementradio.com. We're with John Kachurik with Success right. Unlimited. I'll get it eventually.
You will get it. Don't worry.
Yes. So we'll be right back after these messages.
About entrepreneurs in America today. There are over 27 million companies in America. 21 million of them are solo entrepreneurs. Another 5 million have less than 20 employees. This means that 26 of 27 million companies in America are small businesses with less than 20 employees. So what do we know about these entrepreneurs? They're creative and energetic visionaries. They create opportunities. They crave freedom of time and money. They follow their passion and their purpose. They seek extraordinary success in business and in life. So what are the challenges that entrepreneurs face? Many lack clarity. They feel alone in their businesses with nobody to provide feedback. I hear entrepreneurs say they work in their businesses without much time to spend on their business. They say they don't achieve their goals. They say they need a safe place to share their ideas and their struggles. They simply don't know what they don't know. My name is John Kachurik from Success Unlimited, a business coaching and consulting firm located in Tampa, Florida. I help entrepreneurs overcome these challenges by providing that safe space for entrepreneurs through peer advisory boards and one-on-one strategy coaching in order to provide the clarity, awareness, and accountability that entrepreneurs are looking for in order to find success. We invite entrepreneurs to watch our webinar and attend our free introductory workshop where we share valuable information that entrepreneurs can use to start changing their predictable future right now. Visit our website at www.getsuccessunlimited.com/radio to view our webinar or register for one of our free workshops.
Welcome back to the Revenue Generating Hour. RGA is a different kind of business networking organization. Check out all things RGA on rganetwork.net. We are with John from Success Unlimited. John, you have some tips for every entrepreneur, business owner out there that will make them successful, engaging, and bring back that passion.
Exactly. So, you know, so a lot of times we like to talk with business owners about really how to strategize and plan your business. And what we encourage, you know, especially from a coaching consulting perspective is, you know, every business owner wants to run their business. They should be running their business through themselves, right? You know, this gift, this reason that they're on the planet. So, you know, so what we usually recommend is, you know, to go out and make sure be productive, right? You know, don't spend time doing $10 an hour work. Spend time doing $150 an hour work, right? If there's a task that you don't like doing, you have to find a way to delegate it. Because when you're not in your space, when you're not doing and being the person that you are, and you're just doing things, you're going to find you're going to get burnt out and you're going to get bored with what you're doing. So, you know, stick to the things that you are good at and understand that, you know, paying someone by delegating is actually an investment in yourself because you have the opportunity to continue to grow your business. That's one tip we like to give. Another one is, you know, focus on your ideal client and your ideal product. You know, if you find that you're saying yes to everybody, you know, it's probably, you know, when you're starting, it's a tendency for us to say yes to everybody that wants to come and buy our product or a service. But, you know, to really be successful, you have to understand your ideal client, you know, who's buying, who's making you the most money, and which one of my products and services are people really interested in and what's really making me money. You know, sometimes business owners will sell everything to everybody. And, you know, it's hard when you're a small fish in a big pond and you want to focus on being a big fish in a small pond. And by working that ideal client, that ideal product, it really gets you, really kind of gets you niched in there so that you can focus on that. You know,
that's
a
good one.
You know,
I like that.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, so a lot of times we encourage business owners to just stop and reflect a lot. You know, a lot of business ownership is a lot about, you know, our own lives and how we live them and reflecting on the successes that we've had in our life. And, you know, ask yourself sometimes, where are you really at today in your business? You know, there's a perception of where we think we might be, but where are we really? Because the only way you're going to grow is to understand where you are today. And if you don't have a firm grasp on where you are today, you really can't, you're going to have struggles getting to that next level. And then once you understand where you want to get in the next year, in the next 3 years, in the next 5 years, I mean, you even have an exit strategy, right? You know, a lot of business owners, you know, are doing their thing. You know, I always talk about working in your business every day, but the whole concept of working on your business is around, hey, what's my exit strategy? I'm going to retire someday, or am I just going to keep doing this for the rest of my life? You know, think 3-5 years out as to where do I want my business to be, because you need to start putting things in place now so that you can achieve that. You know, what do you need to do to get there then, right? And, you know, this is questions you can ask yourself. You know, who do you think you need in order to be able to be successful? Who must you do what? Just a lot of tips and things that you can think about yourself as a business owner as to how can you get to the next level. And this is really what our Success Unlimited community brings, you know, as part of our mastermind groups and our peer advisory boards. This is really what we bring, is we help you to understand these types of questions so that you can push your business forward, strategize and plan for your business. So what do you think, what do you think about those tips, Mark?
I like find them. Success in those I yourself? Like them a lot. And you had about consulting with other folks. That was a big tip. The broadcast itself, I do believe.
Exactly. You know, you think when you're setting goals, we always think that we alone have to achieve a goal. But a lot of times, in order to achieve a goal, you need to think about who in my network, right, Mark? Who in my network can help me achieve that goal? And that's where the power of a strong business network, you know, like RGA, you know, is there, because you need help from people in your business, and you can't do it alone. And we don't want people to work it alone. It's really important.
Well, I always say your network is your net worth, you know, mm-hmm. because there are people that can help you, you know, in times of need, you know, it's specific to, for me, I had a boatload of people which called to help me to kind of take things off my plate so I could focus on getting better. But it was also funny because, and you know me, I kind of have that Irish humor. I'd be like, you don't have to call every day. Things aren't going to fall apart. I used to say there are no networking emergencies, but I was wrong. There are networking emergencies, just so people know.
I could imagine, you know. You show up and the leaders can't make it and the co-leader doesn't make it and there's nobody there to run a meeting. I can imagine.
And it's always funny because I always say, surely to God, there is a seasoned RGA professional who will say, well, let's go ahead and get the meeting started, you know, because they all kind of run and end the same way, that they would at least be able to wing it until somebody, you know, showed up. Does that make sense?
Exactly. It does, you know, and that's so important because you have people that you can trust in your business, and you know, and you have web designers and you have app people too, right? So you have a lot of trusted people that you use
for
your business,
right? We have a
lot of
moving parts. We do, and what's so funny is most of them are dear friends now. From you know, we've gone from a business relationship to, you know, being there when people have been proposed or announced the birth of their child or, you know, did their second app for Apple. And you're like, wow, Apple. Like the apples in the orchard? And they're like, no, dummy. Apple, the, you know, technology company. And you're like, how in the world? You must be pretty smart. So some of them are pretty smart. For Mark Karoftis, I mean, that kid gets RGA on the first page of Google for, I'd say, 99% of our keywords. And, you know, and I do it because he's my brother from another mother, but I always say he doesn't look that smart. I mean, his hair's not standing straight on his head like an Albert Einstein with that kind of, you know, I just smoked a big fat one look on his face. I mean, he's a relatively, you know, good-looking business kid. You know what I mean?
And they're right. Like, yeah, I do.
He doesn't look that smart. I'm like, trust me.
Right.
He knows websites. But, you know, it could be his age. You know what I mean? Right. Had we grown up with an iPad in our hand? you know, we.
Oh yeah, it'd be.
Things would be a little different for us too. We wouldn't have to ask
exactly.
those questions of now. How do you file share? how does that work again? Do we have to plug these into each other, or no? We just file share. It just automatically does it, isn't it?
Right.
So,
exactly.
So you're located in Rocky Point on beautiful, gosh, I guess it's the Courtney Campbell Causeway, right?
It is.
Yep. So you're back kind of across from Whiskey Joe's and the beach right there. So you're on the side the Doubletree and the Rusty Pelican and all that back there, right?
Yes, we are. And, you know, Whiskey Joe's, we actually hold some social events for, you know, a lot of our clients over at Whiskey Joe's. So it's a great, if you've never been to Whiskey Joe's, I'm not doing an ad for them, but it's beautiful because, you know, we have an evening event. You get the sun setting, you know, perfectly right behind it. We get out on the deck. So it's a great, great opportunity to become part of our, you know, when you're part of our community, that just comes as part of, you know, just like with RGA, you know, you get to spend time with great people and, you know, it's a great opportunity. So yeah, we have all those great things here. It's just a beautiful area, town. And it's not...
We had our Christmas party, not this past Christmas, but last Christmas at Whiskey Joe's. And the one thing we forgot to tell those people who'd never been there is that whole back area is sand. So
their
biggest complaint was sand. And I was like, well, you know, that's my complaint about Clearwater Beach. It's a beautiful beach, but that sand gets everywhere.
Well, you know, if you're in Florida, you get used to sand.
That's
the way I guess you would. I don't know. I mean, I'm used to it after a couple of months, but I guess, you know.
And that's why we all get Kias, because those break my wallets. You don't want to have all that sand.
Right.
So, John, it's been great chatting with you. What's your website again that people can get a hold of you?
Yes, my website is www.getsuccessunlimited.com, and you know all the information, a lot of what I talked about today is available on our website, including the opportunity to come out and register for our next workshop. You know, you can learn a little bit more about me, a little bit about how we can help you take your business to the next level, give you the clarity, give you the awareness, and come alongside you. That's really what it's about. It's, you know, it's being alongside you as you grow your business to help make sure that you achieve the goals that you're looking for. So, Mark, it's been great. I appreciate the opportunity, and you know, it's wonderful. I'm sure I'll see you around one of the RGA meetings very soon.
You will. And you know, I always take the week between Christmas and New Year's off, so I'll be back in full swing for 2018. So, if your resolution is to do more networking, please check out rganetwork.net. Say hello to John at one of our meetings, and network abundantly, I dare you. John, you know, happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, Merry everything, I guess you should say.
Merry everything.
Gosh, there's so many holidays coming up that, you know, we could have one almost every day of the week. Second night of Hanukkah, I believe, is tonight.
Yes,
so it is. We have to come up with a gift for Carmela because she's listening. She's one of our avid listeners. So, John, thank you. I will post on our Revenue Generating Hour Facebook page, and then I will broadcast for the third Tuesday, 9 o'clock. We'll pre-register after the 19th.
Excellent.
I think it is. All right.
Excellent. That's perfect, Mark. Thank you.
On behalf of RGA Network, Life Improvement Radio, we wish you all a happy and holiday season. And we'll see you networking in 2018.
Thank you for listening to Life Improvement Radio. The views expressed by show hosts or their guests are their own and shall not be construed in any way as advice from Life Improvement Radio. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our website. Personal perspectives expressed by the producers, writers, or editors will always be presented as such. Any rebroadcast or retransmission without the expressed written consent of Life Improvement Radio is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.